lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
How about we hook somebody up with another Bumble date?
What do you think, Liz? Let's do it.
Okay. Shauna wants help finding a guy she met on Bumble. Good morning, Shauna.
Good morning.
So tell us how you met Alex, right?
Yeah, Alex. So I met him on Bumble, which is like typical way for everyone to meet, especially, you know, since COVID there for a while, no one was going out. And, you know, it's almost impossible to tell what people are thinking or, you know, whether they're even smiling with their masks on.
Oh, yeah, that's a valid point.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
Yeah. So I hit him up, he responded, and we chatted for a bit. And after, you know, I vetted him for a couple of days, I asked if you wanted to go out for drinks.
Okay.
So we did. And, you know, things were going super well. So we stayed for dinner. And then because it was going so well and was like really easy, we ended up going back to my place.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really went well.
I felt really comfortable with him. The chemistry was there. And to be really honest, his jeans were like super tight, and I sort of liked what I was seeing.
Oh,
oh,
this is some sticky fingers thing going on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Anyway, some of my girls think he was just in it to get some, but I told them that, you know, we both had said in our profiles that, like, we were looking for something casual. And, you know, like, if it turned into a relationship, that's cool, but whatever.
Okay.
So, anyway, we had some fun, and I fell asleep on his chest.
Oh.
And, like, around 3 a.m., I woke up to get some water, and he got up, too, and he said that he should probably head home.
Okay.
At 3 in the morning?
I was fine with that. I firmly believe that when people stay over, it's kind of like invasive, and it's just something you do like once you're further along, you know?
Are you a believer in that theory, Liz?
It's weird. Like, you have a person that you don't know in your house.
Randomly.
So yeah. I definitely understand where you're coming from with that. It is really strange.
Yeah. So anyway, he like got his stuff on and he just gave me a kiss goodbye, and he hugged me when he left, and he was like, I'll hit you up later. And like, now I've texted him 4 times and there's been no response.
So you don't just think it was like a hit it and quit it type thing?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think so.
Mentioned though that something casual that it turns into a relationship, that's cool. If that's on the, it seems like almost like a bailout line.
Oh, totally does. Because it's like, if for some reason I really, really like you, then you won't think I'm a
Delta Bravo?
Yes.
Yeah.
But you know that I'm coming into this not expecting anything serious. Or at least I'm sure that's what he means.
Okay.
Could be wrong, but I don't know.
But you enjoyed your time with him, and you'd like to at least get a second date or at least figure out what the issue is that he's not texting you back?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, then we'll do what we do. We'll give Alex a call for you. We'll see if we can get him on the phone. Best case scenario, it's something simple, and we can sort it out for you and then get you guys a date on us.
Mm-hmm.
Worst case, you got something
he
to work on, or
just
he's
looking for something just casual.
Yeah, right. Either way, we will get him on the phone for you.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Coming up next.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
What do you think went wrong on Shauna and Alex's sleepover date?
I think he just... My first guess is that he just was hitting it and quitting it.
Okay.
And acting like maybe there'd be more.
You can put your guess in on Twitter and Facebook. Do it in GIF form at KX969. Make your guess known on what you think went wrong. The funnier, the better. And we'll see what happens coming up.
Nine.
Trying to figure out what went wrong between Shauna and Alex. They met on Bumble. Drinks turned into dinner. Dinner turned into a sleepover, at least a half of one.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went home at about 3 in the morning, a kiss and a hug goodbye, and said, hey, I'll hit you up later, and hasn't. What do you think went wrong on the date?
We're getting some good guesses coming in so far. Lip Gloss and Hot Sauce is guessing that maybe he has a girlfriend. And Becky on Twitter is saying casual means hit it and quit it. Agree with you there, Becky. And then we got a message from Brittany on Facebook that said she was snoring and drooling when she fell asleep on him.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
That's a possibility, too. You keep your guesses coming in, Facebook or Twitter, KX969. What do you think went wrong between Shauna and Alex? Let us know. More Datum or Dump Em next. So if you're just joining us, it's Shauna who reached out to Alex on Bumble. They chatted up for quite a while, for a couple days, and then she asked if he wanted to go out for drinks. Drinks turned into dinner. Dinner turned into some time at her place.
Mm-hmm.
And about 3 in the morning, Alex got up and got his clothes on and said, "Hey, thank you so much. Kiss goodbye, hug later. I'll hit you up later," was the verbiage he used as he was walking out the door. And lots of guesses still coming in. You can keep yours coming in, too, on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Let's find out from Alex.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Alex?
Yeah, it is. What's up?
Alex, hi. It's JP Liz, Husker Nick, the Kicks Morning Show. How's it going, man?
I'm doing all right, man. How you doing?
Good.
Did someone call you about me or something?
So you pay attention to our show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Oh, totally.
Okay.
Oh yeah, he's got good taste. Okay.
All right. Yeah, we did get a call about you for Datum or Dump Em. Any clue who this might be?
I've had had women threaten to do that before. You better be careful, or I'm calling JP.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I'm a threat now.
Calling JP.
All right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we're calling about Shauna, who you got together with drinks, and then drinks turned to dinner, and then dinner turned into almost a sleepover.
Yes. A half a sleepover.
Half a sleepover.
Oh, man, this is embarrassing. Shauna. Yeah, man. She was, like, great. I mean, there was only just one thing, though. That's sort of what I, yeah, there's only just one thing.
What you're remembering now about your time with Shauna?
Yeah, now it's, okay. It's all coming
now
back
it's coming
to you
back
now.
In like a flood after all these other dates you've been on.
Right, yeah. She had to remember which one it was, you know.
Okay.
This was pretty unforgettable, to be honest with you. Unforgettable. She slobbers, like, a lot.
Oh, like when she sleeps?
Aw.
I mean, like, you know, okay, you remember that movie, Turner and Hooch?
With the dog?
Like, yeah, like, really, it was really weird, like...
Have you seen that movie, Liz? Okay,
no.
So it's a movie starring Tom Hanks, and he has this big, I think it's a Mastiff, I'm not sure, as his partner, Hooch. And when Hooch drools, it looks like there's two shoelaces hanging down from his mouth.
Big dogs are adorable, but that's the one reason I could never have one.
It looks like he swallowed a shoe.
So wait, are you saying she's just sitting there slobbering?
Yeah, that's exactly. Like,
what?
She has this very, like, wet mouth. Like, she drooled on me when we were kissing.
Oh,
she, like, licked my chest. It was like getting it on with my dog, you know? Gross. I mean, saliva everywhere.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, she was, like, beautiful and everything and totally awesome. She was really into it, and I was too, and it took everything in me to just not stop her or say anything or wipe my face off with the sheets. It was gross.
Wow. Ew. Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we went from, like, kissing, and suddenly her tongue was out, and I was just drenched. I was, like, saliva all over. It was gross. It was like my face was all lubed.
Oh, geez.
God.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. I think you've painted a pretty descriptive picture for us, at least on your perspective of things.
Yes.
Go on if you want me to.
No, we're good. Nope. We're good, Alex. I think we get
hard
the
pass
point
there.
But we will give Shauna a chance to defend herself. Shauna has been on the phone, as you know, it's Datum or Dump Em. She's just sitting here listening to your very descriptive efforts of her kissing.
Yeah, I'm here. I am like no one has ever said that, like a dog. I mean, I don't think this is true at all. I just think you're lying. I mean, you're lying to make yourself look better than you are. I'm like so insulted right now. That's just like not even true.
Oh, so you don't?
You don't think you're
that happened?
You're a messy kisser?
No, please.
Oh,
that's
please.
Just weird.
Seriously,
I'm not.
Shauna, I was really attracted to you, right? I mean, until you slobbered on me. That's just disgusting.
My God. No, you guys, that's just whatever. I get it. That's fine. He's just like. Weirdo. Forget it.
Okay. You should maybe go to the doctor and get like your glands looked at.
All right. We're not going to be mean.
Oh my
Sorry.
God. Yeah. Nope. Got my answer here. We're good.
Okay. I wasn't even going to. Once he started describing it, I figured you probably would be offended and insulted by.
So offended.
Everything he had to say about you.
Yeah.
Not as offended as I was.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Like, don't be rude.
Right. Okay. So, Shauna, we did the best we could for you. I do not think you should do another date.
Yeah.
With Alex and Liz is.
No.
You know, if JP's telling you no, don't do it.
And I'm the one who tries to talk everybody into everything.
Yes. You are always trying to bridge that gap. But yeah, no, we're both on the same page that I just don't think. This is the best route for you.
Yeah, I am with you there.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening to the show and for calling in. Alex, thank you for answering our call. And it sounds like you do a lot of dating, so we may be hearing from you again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
Probably, man. Probably.
Okay. It's not something to brag about. All right. Well, thank you both, and best of luck out there.
Thank you, guys.
So, Shauna, the slobbery kisser.
I have a funny story about that, actually.
Really?
So the first girl I ever, like, dated, like, it had been junior high, probably.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And this was, like, the first girl I ever probably made out with. She's very nice. She was one of those, like,
ew,
sloppy kissers.
That, like, makes me want to.
But it was the first person I ever dated. I thought that's what that was supposed to, you know, like,
so
that's how someone's
the next
supposed
time?
To kiss. Oh, yeah. So then the next girl I date, I'm like, and she goes, whoa. And I told her, I was like, I'm sorry, blank. You know, like, it's the only other person I ever kissed. That's how she kissed. So then she's like, no. But, like, it was embarrassing.
Right, oh, my
How
God.
Are you supposed to know?
Well, yeah, that's true.
Like, right. You don't know.
Until you're in that situation, you don't know.
Yeah, you're like, what? Oh, my God, I thought that's strange.
You see it on movies and TV, and you're like, oh, that's how you're supposed to kiss. No.
In movies, nothing freaks me out more than when you see, like, the actors, and they're going to make out, and then, like, they lead with their tongue. And you're just like, oh, my God, is that how that actor really kisses? Like, is that how that actress kisses? Like, it's like, what?
Or it's like anytime you see a couple in public and they are like, it's like two fish locked together. You're like, oh my God, you're going to break someone's tooth doing that. Like
eating something.
You can back up a little bit, you know?